Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the discussion with regards to the laws and the masail pertaining to divorce. Allah says, and when you divorced your women, وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ, if you have given your women, your wives, talaq, فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ, of course, after the talaq, they will have to observe the iddah. We discussed the iddah period, 3 menstrual cycles. Allah says, once you have given them talaq, فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ, and they are about to end their iddah. So the woman is in her third menses. And her iddah, her waiting period, is about to terminate. We spoke about the 2 types of divorce, the revocable and the irrevocable one. The revocable divorce, you can revoke it. You can take her back as your wife. So long as she's still in her iddah, you do not have to perform a new nikah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and now, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ, now you have to make a decision, because her iddah is about to end. And once her iddah ends, then she can decide not to marry you. Then she can decide not to marry you, and you'll have to re-perform the nikah if you want to take her back. So you have a decision to make now. Either you're going to retain her, take her back, keep her as your wife, or you're going to allow the iddah, the third period, to end, and allow her to be released completely from your nikah. So Allah says, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ, retain them, but بِمَعْرُوفٍ. If you are going to take them back, make sure you are taking them back graciously. You are going to take them back and treat them well. You're not trying to punish her. Let her set in iddah, because this was a common practice, and today also you find it, to make it hard and difficult for the woman, make her set in iddah for 3 months. Before the iddah period ends, take her back. Back into that oppressive nikah and that oppressive marriage. So Allah says, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ, take them back, but بِمَعْرُوف, with kindness. أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ, you decide this marriage is not going to work and you need to release her from the nikah. Allah says, أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ, then release her, it's your decision. بِمَعْرُوفٍ, but also in releasing her, graciously, kindly. Don't now take back what you have given her and all those other issues that's is so common and prevalent today within our societies. Release her بِمَعْرُوفٍ, kindly, graciously, on a good footing. وَلَا تُمْسِكُوهُنَّ ضِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا, Allah says, do not retain them. Do not take her back into your marriage, ضِرَارًا, with the intent of being cruel to her. Don't do that. لِتَعْتَدُوا, so that you can take advantage of her, you can be cruel towards her, you can oppress her. Allah subhanahu says, don't take her back with that intention. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ, and whoever does that, whoever keeps his wife in an oppressive marriage, in an oppressive nikah, he has made her the object of his to vent out his anger on, and he has made her something that, you know, that can be abused and used. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ, whosoever does that, فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ, he has in actual fact only wronged himself. In the akhirah, you are going to pay for the zulm, for the oppression. Every time unjustly you have treated your wife by taking advantage of her, trampling upon her rights, violating her rights. Remember, Allah says, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً, Allah has given you a position of authority over her. You enjoy a degree of preference over her. You should tolerate. That is your responsibility. She should, we encourage her to do, but at the bottom line, she's a woman. Allah has created her as sensitive. She is sensitive. The problem is when a man becomes a woman, when a man starts acting like a woman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَّفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ, if you are going to do that, you are only wronging yourself, because Allah will catch you up, says, in the akhirah, for the zulm that you have committed against your life, against your wife. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَى, Allah says, don't take these verses of Allah in mockery. Don't mess around and don't play games with these verses of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, Allah says, remember and think of the bounty that Allah has revealed upon you. What is the bounty? وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, the kitab which Allah has revealed to you. Allah says, all these laws, and that, imagine if we did not have guidelines, laws and injunctions as to how to live our life, our married life, our nikah, our divorce, all of that. Allah says, this is a ni'mah from Allah, that Allah has revealed this kitab for you, this book for you, which is your life manual. Allah says, وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, and think about this kitab which Allah has revealed to you. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, hikmah is another word for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah has allowed you to enjoy. يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ. Through the kitab and through the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah wishes to guide you and admonish you. Consider it as your guidance. Do not ever turn away or look down or despise the injunctions of Allah azza wa jal, because you will be guilty of taking Allah's kitab and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mockery. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah says, fear Allah. وَعْلَمُوا. And you should know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah is fully aware of everything. وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ. Allah goes on to say, and once you have divorced your wives, once you have divorced your wife, فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ. And they have reached the end of the iddah. Again, the iddah is about to end. فَلَا تَعْدُلُهُنَّ أَن يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ. Allah is now addressing the parents and the relatives. Do not prevent them from getting married to their husbands if they are happy. The husband and wife, they went through a divorce. And now the husband wants to take her back. He wants to remarry her. He wants to revoke the talaq. Allah says the two of them are happy, let them get back together. فَلَا تَعْدُلُهُنَّ. Another common problem, the parents get involved, don't go back to the man, they prevent the nikah from taking place for a second time. Allah says don't do that. إِذَا تَرَادُوا بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. If they graciously and kindly and in a recognized way, Allah says if they are happy to go back to each other and to remarry, don't you dare prevent them from getting married. ذَلِكَ يُعَذُ بِهِ. Allah says only that person will consider this as advice and as admonishment, who? مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Only that person who has true belief in Allah and who truly believes in اليوم الآخر, in the day of judgment, that person will consider this as true advice for himself or for herself from Allah Azza wa Jal. ذَلِكُمْ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ. Allah says this is more pure and this is more clean for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows, you do not know. Allah has full knowledge, you do not have the full knowledge. May Allah grant us understanding.